Today we are meeting with Mrs. Christina Tulasiewicz, who is the initiator, main director, and originator, one of the key figures in the song cabaret of the Joyful Seniors Group. Could you kindly tell us what connects you to this district?
I have been living in this district almost since 1947. I went to school here, I went to high school here, so this is like my district. There was a time in my life when I lived for several years on Asnica Street, but now I live a bit further away across the Odra River. However, I am still connected to this district.
And how are you connected through your family?
Yes, through my family. My daughter and my grandchildren live here in Carlois. I really like the Franciscan Church because my daughter got married there and my grandchildren were baptized there. So I have a sentimental attachment to the place. Besides, it's a beautiful district. As they say, it was miraculously spared during the 1997 flood. The residents gathered to reinforce the dikes to make sure it didn't get flooded, and it didn't.
I understand you're connected to the district in another way, particularly to the local estate.
Yes, at Zawalna Street, there's a club called the Salon of the Three Muses, where I've been involved in the senior club for 5 years. We play around with cabaret there, though we are all amateurs. None of us have ever had any contact with acting or any related profession. We are real novices.
Who was the initiator of the cabaret?
It turned out that I was the initiator, though as it often happens, it was helped by chance. Our club leader, Mr. Boleslaw Lang, once came to us and said there was going to be a contest at the Agora Club on the other side of the river on Rozanka. It was a contest for amateur senior theatrical and cabaret performances. He signed us up because we sing during our club meetings. We have songbooks with over 120 songs, and we sing with our friend Josio, who plays the guitar. When we found out we were signed up, we wondered what we would perform. We had a humorous version of the song Sla Dizewechka Dolasechka, which we called Sla Babechka Dolasechka, so we decided to stage that. I was the granny, my friend was the grandpa, and the others sang. In 2015, we performed it, and we got an honorable mention. It was a huge success for us.
From that moment, the cabaret started to grow?
Yes, after that performance, we returned to the salon full of pride, but the topic kind of fizzled out. It wasn't until later, during our friend Josio's name day celebration, that we prepared another act. Instead of a present, we decided to sing Ziadek Zgitara to the tune of Klopik Zgitara by Karen Stanek. Five of us performed, dressed like Karen Stanek, and Josio was thrilled. That's how it all started. And from then on, it evolved into regular performances.
So from one name day to another, the cabaret grew?
Yes, we accumulated so many little skits and performances that we thought we could create an entire program over time. And that's how it started. It's been going on for almost 5 years now, and we perform with great success. Wherever we go, we're always met with a warm and positive reception.
It's also worth mentioning that in 2018, your cabaret won third place in the Small Theatrical and Cabaret Forms Review at Agora, which was organized during senior days.
Yes, and we continue to work hard. We've had 10 premieres so far.
That's an impressive number, 2 premieres per year.
Yes, we have a very diverse program. We even created a show for the hearing impaired, focusing on music. I invited colleagues from other senior clubs to emphasize the musical aspect, as this is something they can fully appreciate. They can't see the skits or dances, but they hear everything perfectly, so we focused on that.
Do the local residents enjoy attending your performances?
Very much so, but we have a small problem. The hall is small, it only holds 30 people, so we have to perform several times to satisfy the demand. But we always have a full house. If there's a performance, we do it by invitation because we're worried we might have more people turning up than we can seat. But the audience is never an issue. We are always well received. Our group consists mostly of Carlois residents. 90% are from Carlois, with just 2 or 3 people from other parts of the city.
How do you manage to organize everything?
The cabaret is my baby, but I have a lot of support from Mr. Bolek and his wife, Alicia, who run the Salon of the Three Muses. Thanks to them, we have a place to meet and rehearse. The cabaret is my project, but it wouldn't be possible without the involvement of the group members. Some write scripts, others find materials for skits. I manage and direct everything, but it's a collective effort.
Thank you for the conversation.